turned down by Mark Barr after the 2-0 defeat at home to Hensford. But Mark, you pinpointed this game as one that you could affect the teams at the top of the table, and we've come away with a defeat. It must be bitterly disappointed.
Yeah, it was disappointing. Disappointing first half performance in particular that sort of set the tone for the game. You know, we seemed a little bit leggy and as if, you know, Tuesday night's exerts were almost still in the lads' legs. We just weren't sharp and we were, you know, second to all the second balls, and that just allowed them to sort of strangle us, really. They, you know, they play that direct style, getting behind you, play for the throw-ins and set pieces, and just killed any kind of momentum. We just could not get going, and when we did have the opportunities to string a couple of passes together, you know, the passing was poor today and just played into their hands. You know, you're going to have times, especially against the teams at the top, where you've got to see it through and dig it out. And well, we weren't playing well. You know, we were defending the set pieces and the throw-ins reasonably well. Drenchy's made a couple of saves, but then, you know, we're unfortunate to get beaten by the own goal from a free kick that should never have been given either. So yeah, that was, you know, disappointing. Once you go 1-0 behind, it's playing into their hands and they can catch you on the counter-attack, and then, you know, the second one gets a little deflection. Sort of summed up the afternoon, really, to go in and really that killed the game.
Yeah, you talk about the first goal. The free kick did seem very dubious from where we were stood. What's your view on it?
Oh, just not a free. Some of the things that their centre-halves were getting away with on Boise and Dicko, and then such a soft one as that given. I mean, I think it almost looked a foul the other way, but, you know, that's... little things, such fine margins can turn games, and then the lad whips a ball in with a bit of quality and it just takes an unfortunate flick and it's in your net. So yeah, disappointing decision. I thought there were a few today. I had, you know, left backs taken away and Brooksby out from behind on a yellow card and stayed on the pitch, and just kind of, I think they killed the momentum in the game, which they've got every right to do, but I think it could have been dealt with better by the referee today.
The second half performance was a lot better than the first. What did you say at halftime?
Which is, I think, when we had the ball first half, you know, we've got a bit more of a focal point, a bit more of a target in Liam Dickinson up there. We just seem to go too direct, as if that was the only thing in our armoury. And, you know, you play it up there. If they win that ball or win that second ball, then they're putting it back on you, and that's what they want. We needed to control the game better to give them fewer opportunities to put the ball forward onto us. So we, you know, asked the players to do that, to keep the ball better, and we did that. Had a few, no real outstanding chances, but a few flashing across the face of goal and a few balls that just didn't drop for us in the box. But then, you know, the second goal, the little deflection, and it's 2-0, and really it was game over.
Charlie Barrow failed, all lost today. Does that add to the frustration?
Yeah, I mean, I said that, you know, we said last week and the week before, concentrate on ourselves. We've spent too much time looking at other teams and, you know, worrying about them but you know, talking about what they've done. It's this time of the year, doesn't matter who what other teams do, we've got to get points on the board ourselves. But a difficult run of games, another difficult one next week. Not managed to take as many points as we would have liked from them, but hopefully you know, the positives that we've had from this week, a good performance from Fylde and just, you know, bits of that second half, we can take into next week. But really, we just need to improve all around on to start. The lesson really is that if you don't start well and give the opposition the onus in the game, and that lead and that momentum that they built up, then you're going to find it very, very difficult. And that's what lost us a game today, that first half performance and what the platform it gave them to build on.
Takes an added onus then next week, doesn't it? Boston United, there's that 5-1 defeat in the memory, and of course they've had another big win today.
Yeah, obviously a good side. We saw that down there. I'm sure the lads will be very keen to, you know, not just get this result out of the system today, but that one as well. It'll be fresh in the memory, only sort of 3 weeks ago. So yeah, look forward to it. We'll have good week's training. And we'll be ready for it. You know, there'll be twists and turns. Everyone up there will probably lose games between now and the end of the season. Just got to make sure the performances like this, or like the first half performance, we don't allow it to happen again. Got to be sharper, got to be quicker. I think we just seemed like we were almost hoping someone else would do it today. You know, everyone seemed to be looking around for someone to grab the bull by the horns and really put his stamp on the game, and no one really did that for us today. But no, we're not in a bad position. Obviously, we'd like to be further up the league. But we'll stick together, work hard this week, and we'll go again next week.
Thanks, Mike.